Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman, an outreach of the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Honolulu. Now, let's join Brother Bulla for tonight's message of truth.
Aloha no, everyone. Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. I want to welcome all of my brothers and sisters tonight. Whether you're in Waiava, Halava, OCCC, WCCC, FDC, maybe even Saguaro, Arizona. A special shout out to FDC 6A, Keep the Faith, my beloved, but I want to say mahalo to everyone for tuning in tonight. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to proclaim the good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim that captives will be released, that the blind will see, and the oppressed will be set free, and that the time of the Lord's favor has come. Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry of First Assembly of God Red Hill, has a passion for the Lord with a vision to reach the incarcerated, the broken, and the lost, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and words of encouragement each week to the incarcerated in Halava, Waiava, OCCC, FDC, and soon in the Women's Correctional Facility in Kailua. We also minister to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona, and will be heading there the first weekend of May. Our anchor verse for Free Inside Ministry is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you, plans for hope and a future." Tonight, I wanted to talk with you about crossing your Jordan. No, not your Air Jordan shoes. You see, the Israelites had to cross the Jordan River to get to their promised land. Is there something holding you back? Is there a situation that you're in right now? Maybe you just need a little help to cross your Jordan, to get where you need to be. If this might be you, the Lord has a word for you tonight. Tonight's message is part one of our two-part series called Crossing Your Jordan. Leo Tolstoy once said, "Everyone thinks of changing the world, but no one thinks of changing himself." We always think that if our wife would change, if our boss would change, if our co-workers would change, maybe if our kids would change, then and only then the world would be a better place. Imagine that. I know we have all been there at one time or another, wondering why things are the way they are. I think that it's obvious to say that we live in a changing world. Change is around us every day. Change is inevitable, unless it's a vending machine. You see, everything changes and nothing, hardly anything remains the same anymore. What is now the present in this moment is now the past, and the future has now become the present, which then will soon become the past. So it's always constantly changing. From the very day that we were born, things began to change. Actually, even before we were born, we're going through a transformation or a change to become a living, breathing baby while still in our mother's womb, which is incredible. Not really. It's God. Once we are born, our environment changes. We go from living in a totally liquid or fluid environment to one that is filled with air, and all of a sudden our lungs have to change. They have to capacitate the air. Our lungs have to adapt so that now we can breathe in an environment filled with air. And then our body becomes accustomed to our new environment. And then our organs, internal organs, start adjusting. Everything is changing around us. Everything from the day we are born, we are living in a life filled with change. Think back to small kid time. How's it when you went from elementary to intermediate? That was big. Ooh, sixth grade to seventh grade. Or how about from intermediate to high school? You might have been the bull in eighth grade, but when you became a freshman, ooh, got things called juniors and seniors. Got guys with lots of hair on their face, and they're in the same high school as you are. Or maybe it was something like you changed a job. You know, the anxiety, the excitement, the anticipation. Maybe you moved from one house to another house. But you see, we're surrounded by change every day. And it's now that we look at that change every day, and it's just, what is it about that? Why do we get so anxious? You see, there's a period of time when we're going from one place to another, from one home to another, from one job to another, from one relationship to another, from one church maybe to another. It's that time called transition. maybe there are some of us right now going through a time that we would consider a transition. There comes a certain point in our life, a certain moment we can remember as a turning point or a day of transformation. The Jordan River was very significant. You see, the Jordan River represented transition. It was the path. It was the access point. It was the segue, if you may, to the promised land as it was declared to Moses. Now, when Moses led the Israelites from Egypt, he did not know that it was going to take 40 long years to get to the promised land. You see, it was their disobedience that prevented them from getting to their promised land sooner. Maybe you have not reached your promised land, my beloved. Maybe you're still out there in the desert right now, my brothers and my sisters, because of some disobedience in your life. Hey, just saying, not preaching, just reaching out to you, my beloved. For those of you just tuning in, this is Free Inside Ministry, the prison ministry, First Assembly of God, Red Hill. Once again, Monday through Friday, 9:30 p.m. Our website is www.freeinsideministry.org. We also have a Facebook page. And also, I'd like to thank our sponsor, Honolulu Ford. Mark Benson and his gang do a wonderful job over there. But let's get back to the Jordan River and Moses. You see, the Jordan River represented a new beginning. It represented a new start, a new opportunity. But just like the people of Israel, we have to prepare for anything new in our lives. You see, this journey requires preparation, just like the Israelites. Not everyone was able to cross over because they did not prepare themselves properly. Some of you are behind the walls tonight, behind the walls of a facility, behind the walls of a prison. And some of you will not be able to cross over your Jordan because you are not prepared. Some of you will get out and stay out. Some of you will get out and end up back in the system. But tonight, my brothers and sisters, tonight, my beloved, we have to ask ourselves, what is our Jordan? When we talk about crossing over, we're talking about leaving something behind, turning away from something to go to something better, something that will benefit you more. What are you running from? What are you leaving behind? Is it drugs? Is it alcohol? Broken relationships? Abusive relationships? Is it a life of crime? What are you sick and tired of in your life? What do you know that you have to leave once and for all to get to your promised land? How long in the wilderness? How many of you feel that you've been lost for way too long? Just like the people of Israel, you haven't gone very far, but you're still lost. The people of Israel were in the desert for 40 years, but the River Jordan was very close to them. For some of us, maybe crossing your Jordan means leaving an addiction. Maybe it means leaving an abusive relationship. Maybe it means just leaving behind a life filled with too many bad choices. We all have something that we need to leave behind. We all have something that we can do without. We all need to leave something to get to something better. Is there anyone else who wants a better life besides myself? Anybody else who wants a better future? Is there someone out there who wants a different life than the one you're living right now? In the Old Testament, three things that Joshua did, I call it the three P's. They had to prepare, they had to proceed, and they had to possess. That's the same thing that we must do to cross our River Jordan. If you have your sword with you, please turn to the book of Joshua. It's in the Old Testament. It's in the sixth book in the Old Testament. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, and then Joshua. We need to be prepared. We need to be prepared to cross that River Jordan because there's going to come a point in time we're going to have to cross it. And if we're not ready, we're going to be left behind. In Joshua chapter 1, verses 1 through 3, if you have your sword open, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give to them to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set foot, as I promised Moses. In the Message Bible, it says this, Moses, my servant is dead, get going. In the Amplified Bible, it says this, Moses, my servant is dead, so now arise. And in the American Standard Bible, it says, Moses, my servant is dead, now therefore arise, go over this Jordan. Now in all of these references, there's a common thread. We can assume, or we can surmise, or we can conclude, Moses has died, period. That's how they all start off. Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. Moses, my servant, is dead. So we know Moses is dead. And instead of hanging around and mourning Moses, the command, the directive, the order is to arise, get going, therefore arise. Now let's take a moment to talk about Moses. Moses is probably the most famous and notable prophet in the Old Testament, who actually was face to face with Yahweh himself. Now, I would go out on a limb and take some pastoral latitude and say that in the Old Testament, I would say Moses was the man. You would assume that he would have a big funeral. You'd assume that if Moses dies, we're going to have a celebration of his life because of all the things that he had accomplished in his life. Parting of the Red Sea, leading the Israelites out of Egypt, everywhere he had taken them. The cloud by day and the burning bush by night. All of these things, the Ten Commandments. But you see, things needed to get done, and Joshua needed to get busy. It's just like Jesus said before in Luke 9, chapter 9, verse 60. But Jesus told him, let the spiritually dead bury their own dead. Your duty is to go and preach about the kingdom of God. No matter what has happened in your life, no matter where you are at right now, no matter what you have done, the Lord is telling you, you just got to let it go. Let go and let God. Leave it behind you as Moses was left behind by Joshua. There's no time for mourning over what should have been, could have been, would have been. It's over. It's dead. Let the dead bury the dead. It is time to move on. It is time to move forward, my beloved. It is time to get ready and prepare yourself to cross your Jordan. It's time to arise. It is time to get going. Time for all of us to cross our River Jordan. You see, Joshua planned, or Joshua prepared for his crossover. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 11, it is written in the word of our Lord, go through the camp and tell the people to get their provisions ready. In 3 days, you will cross the Jordan River. How many of us plan to fail? Anybody wake up in the morning and say, I really want to fail today. I really want to mess up. I really want to have a horrible day. I really want to get upside down. I really want to get all tweaked today. I just don't want to have a great day. I don't believe anyone wakes up saying that. That's a pretty dumb question, Brother Bula. But okay, let me put it in another way. How many of us fail to plan? Same result. Failing to plan is the same as planning to fail. The people of Israel were told to prepare themselves for change. My beloved, those of you that are sitting on the edge of your bed, those of you sitting down in Majo 6A, maybe even out in Halava, in Majos 1, 2, 3, or 4, maybe down in OCCC, maybe at WCCC, maybe in Wayava. If you found out that you would be released in 2 weeks, what would you start doing right now at this moment? You would start to plan for your release. You'd begin to make a list, I think. You'd begin to write down some notes that things would be important. You'd begin to put some thoughts together. You would begin to prepare yourself. You would get ready because you knew that a good thing is coming. A good thing is on the way. A good thing is about to happen. A good thing is about to take place. Am I talking right or am I talking wrong? Now, just like how we come into the prisons every week and we encourage our brothers and sisters to prepare themselves, to get ready for a better life, to get into the Word of God, to make a conscious decision to let go and let God. That's why we come in every week. We don't come in to discourage you. We come to encourage you. We don't come to talk about a big church. We come to talk about a big God. We don't come to talk about a religion. We come to talk about a relationship. Neither myself nor any one of my teams can save you, but Jesus can. No one on my team and neither myself can heal you, but Jesus can. You see, it's not about us. It's all about Him. We're the vessels, the conduit. When God reaches out through us to you, He's just trying to tell you, prepare yourself. The day is coming. Miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. Without God, man cannot. And without man, God will not. I'm going to say that again. Miracles take place when man's readiness meets God's willingness. Without God, man cannot, and without man, God will not. See, Joshua was instructed to also prepare himself as a leader of his people. Now, these are the instructions that Joshua got. This is in verse 8 in the first chapter of Joshua. Study this book of instruction continually. Meditate on it day and night, so you'll be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will you prosper and succeed in all you do. Verse 9. This is my command. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or discouraged, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. For the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. You know, in the Amplified Bible, my brothers and sisters, it says, have not I commanded you, be strong, vigorous, and very courageous. Be not afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. In the Message Bible, it says, haven't I commanded you strength, courage, don't be timid, don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step you take. Oh, my beloved, my brothers and sisters out there, sitting in your cell right now, you might be feeling a little overwhelmed. You might be feeling like it's just one thing hitting you after another. It might be like you got buried in the first wave of the set, and it looks like this set is going to be forever, just going up and down under the water, just trying to breathe. Listen to me. If you are really, I mean really, I mean, you know the answer. I won't know the answer. It's between you and God. But if you're really sick and tired of being sick and tired, then you got to realize that you're going to have to change something. You know, something's got to give so that you can get. If you want to get a better life, something's got to get given up. How many of you want that miracle? How many of you need a miracle? How many of you realize it's going to take a miracle to make this happen in your life? But it says in the Bible, haven't I commanded you? Strength, courage, don't be timid, don't get discouraged. God, your God, is with you every step that you take. I know somebody needs a miracle tonight sitting out there. I know somebody is looking at it and saying they don't have any options. I'm going to tell you right now, my brother, my sister, you have options. It's just you don't know what options to choose. I want to tell you, if you think you need a miracle, you need to know my friend Jesus. God is with you every step of your journey. It says so right in the scriptures. And God knows it's tough. He knows it's hard. He tells you, don't get discouraged. See, a lot of times we think that we're not good enough for a miracle. A lot of times we think that we don't qualify because of things we've done, places we've been, people we've hurt. We think that disqualifies us from being there with Jesus. We think that disqualifies us from having a relationship with God. Far from it. God came for the broken. God came for the lost. In Romans 8, 38, 39, write that down, Romans 8, 38 and 39. If you ever get to that point where you think you're not worthy, where you think that you have no value, where you think that you've done things that God wouldn't even want to talk to you, Romans 8, 38 and 39 is for you. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love, neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow. Not even the powers of hell can separate us from God's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation, will ever be able to separate us from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord. My brothers and my sisters, sitting there, pounding your head, asking, what's going on? That's the Lord speaking to you. It's the Holy Spirit. He's trying to tell you there's nothing that you've done that can separate you from God's love. Nothing. It says so right here in Romans 8, 38 and 39. And if it's in the Bible, you know it's the truth. Because God can't lie. No power in the sky above or in the earth below. Indeed, nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us, that's you and me, from the love of God that is revealed in Christ Jesus our Lord, who died on the cross for all of us. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, no matter what the situation, no matter what's going on, nothing can separate you from God's love. I don't care where you've been, but I do care where you're going. I don't care about the choices you've made, but I do care about the choices you can make now. You see, God loves you just the way you are, but He loves you too much to leave you the way you are. Catch that, my brothers and my sisters. God loves you just the way you are, but He loves you too much to leave you the way you are. So, Brother Bula, how does this all make sense? What do I need to do? How do I prepare? You're talking about the River Jordan. What do I do? Glad you asked. My beloved, prepare yourselves. It's just getting everything ready for your time that's to come. Be prepared. Don't be scared. That means first and foremost, get right with God. Like I said, it's not about a big church. It's not about a big religion. It's about a big God that is there for you and me every day, all the time. God didn't create us to have a religion. He created us to have a relationship, a personal relationship with Him. If you have kids like I have kids, the one thing that I hope for and wish for and pray for is just that. Just have a relationship with them so they call you up and talk story. So they don't have to call you up and ask you for money. So that when your kids call you, say, hey, Pops, how you doing, man? Just checking on you. Oh, really? Oh, thank you for calling. You okay, Pops? I'm good, man. Okay, Pops. Hey, let's get together. We'll eat, okay? You know, those kind of phone calls, man, they make my day. But you see, how can you have a relationship with someone if you don't communicate with them? That's why, my beloved, you need to get straight, get right, or get left. You need to come into alignment for your assignment. You need to get into the Bible. You need to get into the Word. If the world got you where you are at, the Word will deliver you from that point. The first thing we have to do is prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts, prepare our mind, and prepare our bodies before we can cross over our Jordan. We need to get things right. We need to make things right. Like I said, get straight, get right, or get left. We know the situations we're dealing with. A lot of it comes down to forgiveness. We've got to forgive those that have wronged us. Some of us, that seems impossible. It wasn't impossible for Jesus to die on the cross so that our sins would be washed away. That's right. Anytime you think you can't forgive somebody, you have to think, well, God put His Son on the cross to forgive all of us of our sins. That's love. We need to prepare ourselves in mind, body, spirit. We have to prepare by getting into the Word. We need to get rid of the things that will hinder us from a relationship with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Tomorrow night, we're going to cover the next 2 points. to proceed and possess. But tonight we just want to talk about preparation. I want to close in prayer with my brothers and sisters. Once again, let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I call on to you tonight to speak to those that have heard this program and who are ready to cross their Jordan, but they have not prepared themselves. Father God, I ask that you touch upon their heart. You speak to them in your quiet voice this evening. And Lord, they know what to do. They just don't do what they know. Give them the encouragement that they need to move forward. Give them the encouragement that they need to make things right. Give them the encouragement that they need so that they are prepared to cross their Jordan, to once and for all leave all that is bad behind them and to go to their promised land, which you have for them. Father God, take the word that was shared tonight and put it in fertile soil. May it take root and be fruitful and bountiful. Lord, may they share this word with others around them. May they tune in tomorrow night to learn more about crossing the Jordan and what that entails and includes. Lord, I thank you for all my brothers and sisters behind those walls that are listening. I thank you for all of the families and friends that are listening out there on the airwaves. Share this with someone. Share this with someone you love. Lord, reach out to them now. Bless them in abundance. Protect and provide for them. A healing touch to all. But most of all, thank you for allowing us to call you our Lord and Savior. In your most matchless name, amen.
You've been listening to Free Inside with Brother Bulla Eastman. We hope tonight's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bulla at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. This program was sponsored by Honolulu Ford and by First Assembly of God Honolulu. Remember, if the sun sets you free, you shall be free indeed. Free inside. Until tomorrow night at this same time, may God be with you.